Now on BBC Radio 4, time for the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 12th of November. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Bailey, Faroes, and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High, Northern Ireland 1,041, expected Ireland 1,040 by 1800 Tuesday. Low, Denmark 1,024, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Sierra. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, backing westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 later, rain later, good occasionally moderate later. South Sierra, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, fair, good. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, north or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then west 3 to 5 later, fair, good. Fisher, north or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, for a time, fair, good. German Bight, northeast 4 to 6, backing north or northwest 3 or 4 later, mainly fair, good. Humber, Thames, Dover, white, north or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 until later, showers, squally until later, good occasionally, moderate until later. Portland, Plymouth, north or northeast 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Biscay, north or northeast 4 to 6, increasing 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, squally showers later, good occasionally, moderate later. Trafalgar, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in north, fair, good. Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in south, fair, good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, east or northeast 3 to 5, fair, mainly good. Irish Sea, variable mainly northeast 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Shannon, variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, mainly good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, south or southwest 4 to 6, but 3 to 5 in Malin, occasional rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally, moderate later. Bailey, southerly veering westerly later 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in north, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good. Fair Isle, west or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. Faroes, southeast Iceland, westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in southeast Iceland, rain or drizzle, fair later, moderate or poor, becoming good later. Now the weather reports from coastal stations. Tyree Automatic, southwest 2. Mist, 5 miles, 1040 now rising. Stornoway, southwest by south 2. 7 miles, 1038 now rising. Lerwick, west 3, 8 miles, 1036 rising slowly. Wick Automatic, west by north 2, 9 miles, 1038 rising slowly. Aberdeen, north 1, 6 miles, 1039 now falling. Lucas, west by north 2, 11 miles, 1040 now falling. Boomer, northwest by west 3, 1039 rising more slowly. Bridlington, north 3, 1037 now rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north by west 7, 5 miles, 1033. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1035. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, Southwest by South 1, 1036 Falling Slowly. Jersey, Northeast by East 3, 16 miles, 1036 Falling Slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, Northeast 5, 1037. Scilly Automatic, East Northeast 4, 12 miles, 1038 Rising Slowly. Milford Haven, North Northeast 2, 13 miles, 1039 Now Falling. Aberporth, East 1, 13 miles, 1039 Falling Slowly. Valley, Northeast 2, 9 miles, 1040 Now Falling. Liverpool Crosby, Northeast by East 2, Fog, 1 mile, 1040 Now Falling. Valentia, Southwest 1, 6 miles, 1040 Now Falling. Ronald's Way, Northeast by North 2, Mist, 8 miles, 1040 Rising Slowly. Malinhead, South 2, 12 miles, 1040 Falling Slowly. Macrihanish Automatic, East by South 2, 14 miles, 1040 Rising Slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday, the 11th of November. General situation, high pressure will continue to build across the United Kingdom, bringing settled and clear conditions. Strong winds will affect northern and southern coasts for a time. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in north, mainly fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, north or northwest becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 3 to 5 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north or northwest 3 to 5 becoming variable 2 to 4 later, mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, north or northeast 5 or 6, decreasing 3 to 5 later, mainly fair, mainly good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northerly or northeasterly 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Showers, squally at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, northerly or northeasterly 5 to 7, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Showers, squally at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, north or northeast 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, north or northeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6, mainly fair, moderate or good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east or northeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Warm Head, including St. George's Channel, variable mainly northeast 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable mainly northeast 3 or 4, 3 or less, mainly fair, good. Isle of Man, north or northeast 3 or 4, veering east or northeast 2 or 3, becoming variable later, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, variable 2 to 4, fair, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 or 4 later, fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, west or southwest 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6, fair, good. Shetland Isles. West or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain or drizzle later. Good. Occasionally moderate later. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin.
Hello, I'm Robin Ince.
And I'm Brian Cox.
And this is the Infinite Monkey Hedgerow.
He was unable to write a funny joke for the introduction. That's amazing.
The new series of The Infinite Monkey Cage.
Science with funny bits.
Science with bits.
Funny science plus bits.
So the reason that the Neanderthals died out, you're claiming, is because they weren't astronomers.
Is that... Yes, exactly. Guess what?
This is how we investigate cybercrime. We look for the yachts.
The new series of The Infinite Monkey Cage on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Starts this Thursday morning at 11.
That's all from us here at BBC Radio 4 for tonight. We'll be joining the BBC World Service shortly. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a very good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Leanna Byrne and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Lahore and London. Between Trump's hardline appointments on immigration to Italy's migration policy setback, we're going to get into the economics and the politics of it all. We'll also hear from people who are headed to Argentina to avail of what they see as more libertarian policies.
Milei, it showed me that the people wanted the same exact change that I wanted to see for my life as well.
I'd like to have a plan that contemplates getting my family and myself out of a possible hell that could be World War III.
You know, you do need people that are a little bit crazy to tell the truth and a little bit crazy to do difficult things.
And we'll speak to one 60-year-old man riding the waves of retirement. That's Business Matter here on the BBC. But first, here's the latest BBC News.
This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Delegates at the COP29 climate gathering in Azerbaijan have approved new standards for a global carbon market. It would allow richer countries to offset carbon pollution by investing in clean energy projects or forests in poorer countries. Matt McGrath reports from Baku.
Many countries have been wary about allowing rich nations to pay others to cut emissions on their behalf. There have been concerns about fraud and whether the carbon removals are real and permanent. But after years of discussion, delegates here in Baku have finally come up with a framework that they believe can reassure buyers and sellers. A key part of the deal means that the carbon credits bought under this arrangement can be used by countries to meet their international obligations to cut emissions. These credits are very attractive to richer countries in Europe, as it's far cheaper to pay for a wind farm in Africa than to subsidise heat pumps at home.
US media reports say the president-elect Donald Trump has chosen a Republican congressman, Mike Waltz, to be his national security adviser. A former Green Beret, he's worked as defence policy director and as a counter-terrorism adviser under President George Bush Jr. He's advocated a strong stance against adversaries, asserting that the US is in Cold War with the Chinese Communist Party. A Haitian businessman, Alix Didier Fils-Aimé, has been sworn in as the country's new prime minister. On Monday, airlines said they were cancelling flights into Haiti after an arriving plane was struck by gunfire. Peter Bowes is in Los Angeles.
The Spirit Airlines flight from Fort Lauderdale in Florida was struck by what's believed to be gang-related gunfire as it approached Port-au-Prince. A flight attendant is reported to have been grazed by a bullet, but no passengers were injured. The airport has grounded all flights, and US officials have warned Americans not to travel to and from